Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
I'm with Fiona York from the Housing for the Aged Action Group, and we are going to talk about the recent budget. Good day, Fiona.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well.
Thanks for your time.
No worries.
The recent budget that Treasurer Scott Morrison handed down last Tuesday, is it fair or is it a win for senior Australians?
It's not a win for the lowest income earners in that group of older people. So the sorts of people that we see at our service and the people that we come into contact, they don't own their own homes. They might be relying on a pension or a government benefit of some type. And this budget really doesn't deliver anything for them. So in terms of being able to support the most vulnerable people in society, this budget falls a bit short.
Because in the budget, it was mentioned that for downsizing a house from that sale, you can put $300,000 towards your superannuation.
Right.
Sounds good.
It sounds good if you happen to own a house that's worth that amount of money, but many of the people that we see don't own their own homes, and so that sort of incentive for people that we see is not going to provide any benefit at all. Often we see people who have got houses as in their older age, but they might want to leave their houses for their children or live with their children as they get older, and there's no incentive for them to downsize either. I think older people should be allowed to live in their own homes for as long as they like without being pressured to leave them by people that have got their eye on their house. I don't think that's a very nice way to treat older residents.
But I did see somewhere along the budget that there were provisions for services for older people at home.
Yes, and there is, for the first time, they have guaranteed ongoing funding for housing and homelessness services. So that's a positive that has come out of the budget. It's really great to know that funding for services like ours, which assist people to get into long-term housing, will be able to be continued without us having to lobby every year for that funding. So that's a win, and we're happy with that. More broadly, we think there needs to be more investment in public and social housing, and that's really lacking in this budget.
And early May, you had a conference which tackled the problems that housing for older Australians face.
Yes, we had a forum about people who are living in retirement housing. So that's retirement villages, residential villages, caravan parks, independent living units, the sorts of things that can be faced for those people we felt were important for everyone to get together and talk about, because there's recently been a parliamentary inquiry in Victoria looking at some of the problems around retirement housing. So it was a great opportunity for about 140 people to get together and talk about what they want to see come from that parliamentary inquiry, and we would like those recommendations to be adopted by government.
Most instances, not a lot of us know that there's not a lot of security for people in retirement homes, isn't it?
Yeah, so there can be very confusing legislation and very confusing contracts for people. There might be hidden costs for people when they do move in to retirement villages, and they might not have security of tenure, which means that they could be asked to leave the house that they're in. And this can be a very unexpected shock to people who might be thinking that they're going to be there for a long time. But it really depends on the type of retirement housing that you're in and the type of legislation that your village falls under. And that's why it's really important to have clear contracts, information that people can easily understand. And if there is a problem and there is a dispute, there's somewhere people can go for help with those sorts of things.
Because at the moment there isn't?
At the moment, there's nothing there in place for disputes between residents and managers who might have problems because the residents are too scared to speak out against problems with their managers. So one of the things that we've called for, and this is one of the recommendations in the parliamentary inquiry, is that there's some sort of alternative dispute resolution process, similar to an ombudsman, where people can go with their problems and have an outsider who's an expert come in and help those people.
And training for managers.
Yes. That's another thing that we've called for. Oftentimes, people who are managing residential parks or villages or different types of retirement housing may not have the skills. At the moment, there's no requirement to have any training at all. So people with no experience in dealing with older people or dispute resolution or conflict resolution or even just basic things like how to manage a park to make everybody, you know, happy and satisfied in their older age, none of that exists at the moment. And we hear time and time again about the problems that residents are having with their managers. So we think that it would be great to have some sort of accreditation process or training that managers need to go to make sure that lots of these problems don't occur in the first place.
Because in the workplace, we have the health and safety officer.
Yeah.
At the moment, in terms of housing residences for older people, we don't have a set standard. Is that correct?
We don't have standards for the managers. So, for example, there might be a manager of a caravan park or a manager of a residential park who doesn't have any requirements to have training. So that's what we need to see happen. And a lot of the problems that are occurring are around people's expectations of maintenance or people wanting to have problems solved and conflicts flaring up. A good manager that's trained well will be able to solve those problems quickly without it escalating.
Because at that age, people would have specific needs and specific situations that are not ordinary.
That's right. And people don't want to have their retirement years plagued by problems and difficulties. So we would like to see that people are living comfortably and happily in the place that they choose to live.
And this is going to be put forward in the Parliament, Victorian Parliament?
So, yes, the parliamentary inquiry made some recommendations and they were released a couple of months ago. And now the government has 6 months to respond to those recommendations. So the next 6 months is a really important time to make sure that politicians understand that the needs of people in retirement housing need to be thought about and that these recommendations need to be adopted as and made into law in Victoria.
Thank you very much for your time, Fiona York, from the Housing for the Age Action Group.
Thank you.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.